Chapter 13. The blackened clouds were thick and swirling. Brilliant bolts of lightning shot through the sky in intricate designs, followed by deafening claps of thunder. It was like a giant force field of weather patterns in the shape of a dome. Rainbow Dash was starting to doubt that a secret jungle could even exist somewhere deep inside the dark mass. Maybe this whole story of the Good Fortune Garnet was just another tall tale after all. However, Brumby's words about the Good Fortune Garnet and the storm surrounding it kept echoing in Rainbow Dash's head. He'd called it impenetrable. That meant no pony or bird could get inside no matter how hard they tried. But somehow, the storm was still pulling the ship closer. They needed a plan to either get in or get out. Far out. "I wonder why they call it the Thunder Jungle," Captain Solano joked in a feeble attempt to make light of the scary scene in front of them. In reality, she had absolutely no idea how they were going to penetrate the dark cloud wall. All she knew was that she had to.
"What are we gonna do, Cap'n?"
Boyle scratched his head feathers. He'd only seen a storm like this once before, when that monster who'd called himself the Storm King had tried to take over Equestria.
"The ship can't make it through those clouds and bolts!
Mullet!" Solano frowned. She often looked to her first mate for his opinion. "What do you think?"
"I'm afraid Boyle's right," Mullet agreed. "We'd be fried by lightning before we even made it past the first lair."
Boyle clicked his beak.
"I'm not sure this treasure is worth the gamble."
The crew broke out in a cacophony of squawks. Every bird was chattering and plotting about how to turn the ship back. There was plenty of treasure to be had elsewhere in the skies. Why did they need this one jewel so very badly?
"Scalawags!"
Captain Solano hollered, causing the crew to fall silent. She put her claws behind her back and began pacing the deck.
"Who are we?"
"Swashbuckling treasure hunters,"
the crew said in unison, except for Squabble, who just squawked. Solano grinned with pride. She loved the sound of that. She leaped across the deck and posed, triumphant, propping her pig leg on a box and her claws on her hips.
"And what do we do?"
Lick Spittle scratched her head with a wooden spoon.
"We swash?"
"Buckle!"
yelled Boyle, pumping his hook claw in the air.
"And hunt treasure!"
the rest of them hollered together.
"That's right!"
Like every captain, Solano loved to deliver a good inspirational speech to her crew now and then, even if they didn't want to hear it. She was just getting started.
"We've traveled far and wide across these skies, both as masters of our own fate and as facilitators of someone else's. Tell me, mateys, which one was better?"
The pirates looked to one another and shrugged.
"Masters of your own fate!"
Rainbow Dash answered with the gusto that the captain was looking for.
"That's right!"
Solano laughed. She began to pace down the line, looking each pirate in the eyes. Except for Squabble. His eyes lolled around in different directions.
"We chose this here journey to challenge ourselves. It didn't choose us!"
Solano looked right at Rainbow Dash.
"Besides, after the Storm King's rule, didn't we all decide to be awesome again?"
There was a loud collective grumble of confirmation.
"That's what I thought," Solano cheered in satisfaction. "Now, Rainbow Dash!"
"Yeah, Captain?"
Rainbow Dash replied, unable to tear her gaze away from the frightening storm. They were almost there.
"Pegasi can manipulate the weather, right?"
There was a scheming look in Solano's black-lined eyes, but her voice had a nervous quality to it. She was scared. Her whole speech had been to pump up herself, too.
"Usually, but that thing,"
Rainbow Dash pointed to the dark mass,
"is totally uncharted territory." "Maybe a little rainbow magic might help,"
Captain Solano suggested.
"Your dad mentioned at the Weather Factory tour that the sonic rain boom is the most powerful trick a Pegasus can do."
"Whoa!"
Rainbow Dash lit up.
"You're right! I don't know why I didn't think of it before."
All she had to do was fly as fast as she could, right into the storm.
And since they were barreling straight toward it, Rainbow Dash didn't waste another second.
See you inside the jungle, mateys!
She shouted before taking a running leap off the ship. Rainbow Dash soared through the foggy air at top speed, leaving the vessel in her wake. She focused on the flashes of lightning, pushing herself to reach the wall before one of them could touch the ship. Suddenly, a beautiful blast of rainbow colors exploded in a giant ring of light. The resulting rift allowed the airship to sail right through, untouched by the raging storm.